Aurangzeb terms IT and minerals game changers for Pakistan's economy. Lahore. Federal Finance Minister Senator Mohammad Aurangzeb on Saturday said that Pakistan's information technology, IT, and mineral sectors hold transformative potential for the national economy. He emphasized that these sectors would be game changers in the coming years, adding that under the leadership of Prime Minister Shahbaz Sharif, the country's economic direction has become clearer, with positive results expected soon. Addressing the business community at the Lahore Chamber of Commerce and Industry, LCCI, the finance minister highlighted the government's commitment to listening to and resolving the challenges of the private sector. "We are here to serve the people. I am visiting chambers to listen, understand, and resolve problems of the business community. The legitimate demands of the chambers will be accepted," he said. Aurangzeb cited Singapore's success with nickel exports, reaching $22 billion, and drew parallels with Pakistan's copper reserves, underscoring the vast potential of the mineral sector. He also noted rising global interest in Pakistan's IT and minerals, and reiterated the government's resolve to eliminate barriers for local and foreign investors. On economic stability, the finance minister pointed to improved macroeconomic indicators, stating, "Lowering inflation is essential for economic stability. The interest rate was at 22%. Today it is at 12%. He stressed the importance of reducing financing costs, power tariffs, and implementing improved taxation policies to spur industrial growth. Aurangzeb also said that restrictions on profit repatriation for foreign investors had been lifted, restoring investor confidence. "We are ensuring that the benefits of reduced inflation directly reach the common man. Middlemen will not be allowed to exploit the system," he vowed. Addressing taxation challenges, the minister acknowledged the burden on the salaried class. "Income tax is deducted at source, and we intend to offer relief to the salaried segment." He revealed that 24 national entities had been earmarked for privatization and called for minimizing human interaction in the system to reduce inefficiencies. "If we can increase the tax to GDP ratio to 13%, we can offer broader relief to various sectors," he said, noting that lowering edible prices had limited opportunities for middlemen to exploit the system. During the Q&A session, Aurangzeb confirmed that visa-related issues were regularly discussed in meetings during the Prime Minister's foreign visits and were being addressed on a priority basis. He reaffirmed the government's commitment to engaging with the private sector. "The private sector plays a key role in running any country. A committee has been formed, as per the Prime Minister's direction, which is working on GSP+. LCCI leaders voice concerns, offer proposals."